நெஞ்ச கண கல்லு நெகிழ்ந்து உருக தஞ்சத்து அருள் ஷண்முகனுக்கு இயல் சேர் செஞ்சொற் புனை மாலை சிறந்திடவே பஞ்சக்கர ஆணை பதம் பணிவாம். ஆல் ரைட் அபூர்வா, ஹியர் வி கோ. வர்ஸ் ஒன், நெஞ்ச கண கல்லு நெகிழ்ந்து உருக.
Wait, melting a heart of stone? Is this some new 15th century chemistry experiment? My hard drive might crash, Vedant, but a rock melting? That sounds like a sci-fi movie.
It's a metaphor, you genius. Our hearts get hardened like granite because of ego and stress. This verse says Lord Shanmuga's grace can melt even that heavy stone heart into something soft and alive.
Oh, so it's like an emotional melting point. Okay, I'm listening. Does Shanmuga have a spiritual blowtorch or something?
No, it's through Arul, his grace. For those who seek refuge in him, the poet wants to weave a sensual malai, a garland of vibrant Tamil words to praise him.
Okay, but wait, you said this is for Muruga, but then you mentioned an elephant at the end. Panchakara Ane. Is this some weird elephant with spongy hands or a National Geographic documentary?
No. Pancha means five, Kara means hands. Four arms plus one trunk, that's Lord Ganesha. Think of it as the welcome note for a massive project.
Ah, so before the poet starts his Muruga fan club anthem, he has to clear it with the big brother first, like getting clearance from the security before talking to the CEO.
You and your corporate analogies. But yes, he bows to Ganesha's feet so that this literary garland turns out perfect without any glitches.
Okay, Vedant, jokes aside, if I'm posting this on my feed, what's the too long didn't read? What am I actually supposed to do with this verse?
It's simple, really. The takeaway is softening and starting. One, softening the hard drive. In our world of hustle culture and staying tough, our hearts often turn into stone. We become cynical and cold. This verse reminds us that it's okay to let our guard down. Seeking refuge or grace isn't a sign of weakness. It's the software update that melts away the stress and ego, making us human again. Two, the Ganesha protocol. Ever tried starting a car in fifth gear? It doesn't work. The Panchakara Anai, Ganesha, represents the first gear. Before you start any big journey, whether it's a 52-day blog series or a new job, take a second to ground yourself and show some gratitude. It clears the glitches before they even happen.
So basically, stop being a stone-hearted robot and always remember to hit the start button properly.
Precisely. If you want to experience something divine, you have to be soft enough to feel it and humble enough to start at the beginning.
Nice. I can vibe with that. One day down, 51 to go. My heart is already 2% melted, or maybe that's just the coffee.